1340 96.5 KVGC. Here's what's going on for a Tuesday, 18th day of the month of August. Well, Amador and Calaveras counties have officially been added to the state monitoring list. Now, yesterday, the state resumed adding counties to the state data monitoring list. Data for both Amador and Calaveras counties has been above the threshold established by the state for case rate and testing positivity for several weeks. Now, local county health officials such as Dr. Kerr and Dr. Kaleda do not have the local authority to make exemptions or exceptions to these new restrictions. So just what does it mean to be on the state watch list, JD?
The following industries or activities will be required to shut down unless they can be modified to operate outside or by pickup. Gyms and fitness centers, places of worship and cultural ceremonies like weddings and funerals, offices for non-critical infrastructure sectors, personal care services like nail salons and body waxing, hair salons and barbershops, shopping malls. Shops that offer tattoos, piercing, and electrolysis may not be operated outdoors and must close completely. Now, currently, all counties statewide must close indoor operations in these sectors: dine-in restaurants, wineries and tasting rooms, movie theaters, family entertainment centers, for example, bowling alleys, miniature golf, batting cages, and arcades, zoos and museums, and card rooms. Now, additionally, bars, brew pubs, breweries, and pubs must close all operations, both in and outdoor, statewide, unless they're offering sit-down outdoor dining. Alcohol can only be sold in the same transaction as a meal.
Now, PG&E is warning that emergency power outages are possible locally between 3 and 10 p.m. due to the excessive heat wave. Pacific Gas and Electric officials say that based on current energy supply forecasts and a statewide flex alert in place between 3 and 10 p.m. through Thursday, the rotating power outages are likely, and they are urging customers to conserve electricity. Outages are estimated to last 1 to 2 hours. Prolonged heat through Thursday is expected to drive electricity demand higher, as nighttime temperatures are also forecast to be above average. PG&E's Brandy Merlot tells us that the outages are not public safety power shutoffs, which are called during specific high fire threat conditions, nor are the outages related to any issues with PG&E's equipment or its ability to deliver energy locally. PG&E strongly urges customers again to reduce electricity usage during these flex alerts, especially during the afternoon and evening when air conditioners are typically at peak use.
Well, with the possibility that power may be shut off to portions of Amador and Calaveras between 3 and 10 each day through Thursday, both the Amador Water Agency and Calaveras Water District are urging customers to conserve water and only use it for critical health and safety needs. While both water agencies have backup generators for key infrastructure facilities, indoor and outdoor water conservation will help lessen the load on these generators and protect the water levels. To ensure adequate supply for all customers, AWA and CCWD ask you avoid any unnecessary use of water, such as watering lawns and outdoor landscaping, washing vehicles, filling swimming pools, washing of sidewalks and decks, flushing toilets after every use, washing clothes, running the dishwasher, and taking baths or long showers. Heavy water demand coupled with excessive heat puts an additional burden on the electrical components of water and wastewater treatment plants and pump stations. Your cooperation with this conservation effort will help provide you a reliable water supply through the current heat wave.
And Governor Newsom took aim at utility companies that have been doing emergency power blackouts during the current record-breaking heat wave. Newsom sent a letter to the state's Energy Commission demanding that regulators investigate companies that have turned off the lights with little or no notification to customers. He called the move, quote, unacceptable and unbefitting of the nation's largest and most innovative state. Newsom also signed a proclamation yesterday morning that he says will allow energy companies to temporarily tap backup supplies to relieve pressure on the grid during peak times. Californians, again, are asked to cut back on power through Thursday.
And the Sutter Creek City Council voted to approve a construction repair contract for Eureka Street and discuss the city's continuing response to COVID-19. The section of Eureka beyond the Knights Foundry has eroded. The road is in danger of becoming impossible to travel for residents of several homes in that area. Now, the lowest bid for the work was $119,000. Work is expected to start next month, be completed before winter. Now, the council also heard a report on the city's COVID-19 response, which noted Amador County's placement on the state watch list and the additional restriction that'll go into a place. Well, go into effect or go into place. Now, the next issue for the city is going to, or the city is going to face, is the onset of cold winter weather. The town's dining establishments have moved outside to comply with COVID restrictions under an emergency ordinance. Now, business owners in the city have begun discussion of what will happen once the weather turns bad.
And the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office has brought back the department's special enforcement team, known as SET. It's a unit within the Sheriff's Office that was formed to heighten police presence, conduct extra enforcement, and utilize problem-oriented, community-oriented policing strategies. General patrol deputies are sometimes unable to conduct extra patrol or proactive enforcement due to consistent call volume during their shift. Well, Sheriff Rick DiBasilio says having a team specifically able to follow up in high crime areas or in areas with trending crime patterns is very beneficial to the safety of Calaveras County. So far this month, SET has arrested two suspects in a series of Upper Highway 4 corridor break-ins and have made arrests for assault with a deadly weapon and various drug and felony charges. Calaveras County Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with information regarding criminal activity to call the anonymous tip line 754-6030.
And Calaveras County cooling centers, we've talked about a few locations. Well, one of those locations has changed. Now, the Calaveras County Health and Human Service Agency Public Health Division has issued a heat advisory due to extreme heat for an extended period. So, cooling centers will continue through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the following locations. Now, Valley Springs still at Jenny Lind Elementary, Angels Camp at Mark Twain Elementary, San Andreas still at the San Andreas Library, but Copperopolis has now changed to the Copper Grill at Copper Valley Golf Club. So, Copperopolis no longer at the elementary, now at Copper Grill at Copper Valley Golf Club. So, for more information, contact Calaveras Health and Human Service Agency.
And with temperatures of 100 degrees or more continuing right on through the weekend, be sure to drink plenty of water, provide plenty of water for pets, stay cool, stay indoors, wear light clothing and sunscreen when outdoors, plan your outdoor activities for the cooler parts of the day, and pace yourself. Stay in touch with your family, friends, and neighbors daily. And for those with health conditions and the elderly, check in with them more often. Remember, some health conditions, such as sunburn and drug or alcohol abuse, can make it harder for the body to stay cooler in the hot weather as well.
And no-cost testing for COVID-19 available to anyone who would like to get tested. The OptumServe COVID-19 testing site at the Calaveras Fairgrounds open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Testing now available to those 3 years of age and older. People are highly encouraged to register online. People without internet access should call 888-634-1123. To receive information and resources related to COVID-19, visit the Calaveras County COVID-19 website. And that number, folks, one more time, 888-634-1123.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, why not visit our website at kvgcradio.com.